All right, my name is John Perret, and I'm the Executive Director of Advocacy and Policy for the National Federation of the Blind. And I'm going to give a brief update on a lot of our legislative advocacy that we're currently doing in Washington, D.C. The first item that we're working on that I'd like to mention that's going to really positively conclude this coming Monday, August 13th, because the President of the United States will be signing the National Defense Authorization Act into law. And that bill, the National Defense Authorization Act, has a provision referred to as the Space A provision that will allow veterans with a service-connected permanent disability rated as total to participate in the Space Available Program. The Space Available Program allows when there's empty seats on military aircraft for active and retired military, and now these 100% service-connected veterans with a service-connected disability to participate in that program. This is a result of advocacy by the National Federation of Blind, and there's a real feather in our cap in helping to honor disabled veterans. So I'm very excited about that. We're also working working on the Access Technology Affordability Act. We're up to 80 co-sponsors in the House and 10 in the Senate. There's a possibility that this coming September 2018 that we'll be able to get that merged into a larger tax package that is likely to move through Congress. This bill would allow blind people to get a tax credit up to probably $2,500 over a three-year period, and should really help blind people with educational and employment opportunities, which is one of the things that's so core to the National Federation of the Blind. Next would come the Marrakesh Treaty. The big, long official name is the Marrakesh Treaty to facilitate access to published works for persons who are blind, visually impaired, or otherwise print disabled. This activity, this treaty, which is being done on the auspices of the World Intellectual Property Organization, would help allow for the import and export of material that, like Braille and audio, in accessible format for blind people. And as a result of our advocacy, I'm proud to say that the National Federation of Blind, the Senate did pass its resolution of advice and consent, which means that we're ready for the president or his designee to sign and ratify the treaty and send it back to Geneva, Switzerland, where it gets stored. There is associated implementing legislation that's also been passed by the Senate. This happened on June 28th. We're just waiting for the House to pass that implementing legislation, which we expect to happen in the next couple of weeks. And there, the most pivotal person is Chairman Goodlatte, is the key person who needs to really help urge Congress to bring that to the House floor, get that passed. That will bring our law into compliance with the treaty, and then it's likely the president or his designee will sign the treaty and send it to Geneva. So we are really expecting that will be fully executed and done in the next month or two, here in the beginning of the fall.
Well, what will that actually accomplish?
Right now it is not necessarily legal to send, say, a Braille book from here in the United States, say, over to France, or from France back here to the United States. The reason that is because most of these books are produced under a copyright exception, notice Section 121 here in the United States, and there's not necessarily perfect synchronizing copyright exceptions in other countries. So what this bill does is it synchronizes the copyright exceptions. 40 countries have signed this treaty so far, fully executed it. Maybe we'll be 41. So it synchronizes the copyright exception, and it specifically authorizes the import and export of accessible material for use by blind people.
Hmm.
So the bottom line of what it will do for here in the United States is it should allow us here in the United States to get a lot of, especially foreign language content. So take France, where Braille was invented, is they have a tremendous amount of Braille in French, which we would like to have here, and that will be easier for us to get it exported out of France and imported into the United States. Should help us for people wanting to read material in French. Same thing for Spanish. Spain has a lot of money to produce content in Spanish, which they'll be able to send to us. And there's other countries that need our English language content. So it should be a real win-win in terms of being able to share accessible material across country borders. All right, next is an interesting, is the autonomous vehicles. We, certainly blind people today, using a long white cane and having training and so forth, we get around pretty well. And even with Lyft and Uber helping us at mass transit and other things, we get along pretty well. But it could be even better. And what would be even better is if we had cars that we could operate ourselves by virtue of the fact that they drive themselves with autonomous vehicles. This could help open even more travel opportunities and options for blind people, and may give us greater ability to travel independently. Some terminology. The Department of Transportation classifies cars in the level of automation they have from 1 to 5. And if you have levels 4 and 5, that means they're fully autonomous. There's no opportunity for the driver to take over driving the car. So if you're a blind person, you would operate the car. There's not going to be a steering wheel. There's not going to be a gas pedal. So we would say that there's absolutely no reason for a blind person to fully operate the car, you know, that there's no actual eyesight needed. And so we want to make sure that there's nothing in the law that prevents a blind person from using a level 4 or level 5 autonomous vehicles. So we're advocating for that because there's been some discussion that you'd still get a routine driver's license. We want to make sure that doesn't happen because there's no need for that to happen. It doesn't make sense for that to happen. And we want to make sure that these vehicles are fully non-visually accessible, so that as I get in and I'm going to program where the car is going to go, I'm going to monitor the progress of where it's going, I'm going to monitor where it's parked so I can get back to the car when I finish my trip or when I'm starting my next trip, and that whole process. So we want to make sure that the cars are fully non-visually accessible. So those two things we're working very closely on. There is legislation in the Senate that reflects that idea, and we're advocating for that. It's called the AV START Act. So we hope to really, not only with this legislation, but really strategically track the progress and implementation of autonomous vehicles across the United States, across the world, so that this makes sure that as they're adopted, that they become a full a travel option to the same degree for blind people as for everybody else. So something that's really very exciting. Next would be, back a little bit, I mentioned some stuff related to education. We are working on a bill, the Instructional Material in Higher Education Act, AIM High, which would help create, would help facilitate so there'd be more accessible material in college, not just the books, but all the associated technology that you use, from the learning management software to other things you use to register for classes, to track collaboration. And this bill, which is introduced in both the House and the Senate, and it is making good progress, what it does is it creates a commission that will come up with the guidelines, sort of say, here's how you make things accessible, how you make things usable by buying people in a non-visual way, and will help define all those, because what we find is most college and universities want to do the right thing, they're just not really sure what the right thing to do is. And by doing this in collaboration with the American Council on Education and creating these official guidelines that will still be voluntary, but we think that could help really move the amount of accessibility in college forward, and something we are also very excited about. The last thing I want to mention, we have a lot more issues, but I want to, in this quick overview of what we're doing, some of the things we're working on right now here at the National Federation of Blind would be the TIME Act. This is Transitioning to Integrated and Meaningful Employment Act. It's in the House, and it would phase out and repeal Section 14C of the Fair Labor Standards Act. 14C is a section of the Fair Labor Standards Act that says it's legal to pay people with disabilities less than minimum wage. We, the National Federation of Blind, think that's outrageous. It's wrong. It creates a two-class system. It's discriminatory. It's exploitive. And it's got to end. I think the big reason that we don't have more employment and higher employment rate of the blind people and other people with disabilities is primarily and substantially because of the systemic low expectations that are prevalent in society today. And what would be, what's more prevalent than actually put right in our whole federal law and say that there's a two-class system and we're not sure people with disabilities can do work that justifies minimum wage? That's ridiculous. Of course we can. The same protection should apply to everyone. That's what's fair. That's what's the right thing to do. And it really, by doing this, will help really raise expectations, raise awareness, I think increase over-employment, and help make sure that people are making enough money to use their job. They're working to buy food, have a place to live, and we need to make sure that if you're only getting paid a dollar an hour, that's not happening. That's not a job. We want real jobs. And the first step to getting the real jobs is getting rid of 14C, and that's what the Time Act would do. Our partnership with other disability groups and other leaders here is increasing. The number of people getting sub-minimum wage is getting less. So the trend is going in the right way. That's exciting, and we need to keep working until the day that there is not a single person in the United States getting paid under this provision of the law. So maybe to summarize, we're into the last part of the 115th Congress. It's going to end here sometime probably close to November, December. It depends a little bit how what Congress decides to do. It's an exciting time here at the end. We're sort of on a race to the finish to get as many of our bills passed, as many of these things enacted to try to improve the lives of blind people. And I look forward to working with all of you to make that happen.